Okay, look, I know what this sounds like, okay?
what did you do?
It's so much better than before, to be totally honest with you. And anyway, I thought that this might as well be our cold open. Instead, it'll just be the, I have a cold open. That's what it is. So, it's been a long week for me, but it has been a wonderful week. There's been a lot of concerts. There's been a lot of social outings. There's a little bit of volunteering. It's been good. But it turns out this comes at a price when you're an old man such as myself. Huh. And that price is my voice and my health and my general ability to contribute meaningfully to others and society. And so this podcast recording will be the final thing I have to do until I can relax. Again, to reiterate, I don't know why you're making me do this, as I am both of your friend. And I sound like a goon at the moment, but I'm just thankful that we didn't do this yesterday because I was full Funkhauser yesterday.
This is the plot to The Little Mermaid when she like gives up her voice in exchange for legs. So what did you get in exchange for your voice? Because like the ability to go to a concert is not something you'd make a deal with the octopus woman for.
Ursula, please.
Ursula, yeah.
Are you sure? I mean, those pretty good concerts. I saw Queens of the Stone Age twice, back to back, and Eagles of Death Metal opened for them both nights. It was unbelievable. Maybe that's it. I just had too good of a time.
You got your party legs.
That's pretty good, Mike. That's pretty solid, man. Goddamn. But at one point, I think I was awake for, well, I had like a 1 hour nap in between being awake for like 43 hours or something. It was nonsense.
Jesus.
Dude, did you hallucinate?
I don't know how to answer that because I don't know. Maybe.
I guess, yeah, you wouldn't know.
I know for certain that at one point I was pointing out to my friends how the colors of the houses in Portland were very vibrant. So maybe I was hallucinating, or maybe they just were, because Portland is what happens when you let only creative people run a city, and it's so nice and it's so pleasant, but some things are just weird and you just enjoy them. And I'm pretty sure the colors were popping.
Did they agree?
Yeah, actually. They nodded their heads.
You're listening to Instead Of, a hypothetical podcast with Tap and Johnny, Blade Bogart, and me, Josh Harrison. I went to a Dairy Queen today.
Mm-hmm. Good choice.
The first time I've been to a Dairy Queen in maybe over a decade. It's been a long ass time since I've been to a Dairy Queen.
Why?
I was looking for a tasty frozen treat, Mike.
You made the right choice.
Yeah. So I got a Blizzard. First time I think I've ever had a Blizzard, even when I went in my younger days, I don't think I ever had a DQ Blizzard.
Why were you going to Dairy Queen previously if you didn't get Blizzards?
One of those shitty stars?
I bet he got the stars.
I don't remember. I think this may only be
such
like
a stars kid.
This may only be the second or third time I've ever been to Dairy Queen in my life. Anyway, so I found out just today that the whole marketing on Blizzards is like they're so thick that you can hold them upside down, and they actually are supposed to hand them to you that way, and they even have it on their sign, like, served upside down or it's free.
What? Really?
Oh, no. Dude, did you, like, call someone out?
No, I didn't. But so I got one, and the person that gave it to me, like, you can just tell that she had enough of this shit, because what she did is she walked out from the back holding it upright, not upside down. And then when she's like I hold my hand out to take it, and I'm smiling, and I'm like, I'm excited. I'm about to get this tasty treat. I don't care if it's upside down. It looks tasty.
Did you just learn the word tasty this week? You said it like five times already.
So right before she hands it to me, like our hands are maybe 9-10 inches apart, she does this quick
That's,
like.
That's so disturbing. I don't like that. Don't say that. Just say close.
Yeah, there was something about the specificity there.
Okay, we're close. She does this little like rotation where she rotates it 180 degrees so it's upside down.
Oh, cool.
And then immediately back upright. Oh. And hands it to me just so like technically she can say this was served upside down. And then we moved on. And it's such a ludicrous thing. Like, it's just, I don't know why you would do that. Like, why make people do that?
Well, are you dealing with a lazy employee here or a substandard blizzard that she knows is not going to pass the test?
That's true.
Or maybe you're dealing with someone who's better than just an upside down person. You said she just flipped a blizzard basically 360 degrees within a few inches of your hand. That's unbelievably impressive.
It wasn't that, though. It was 180 and then back the same 180. Like, if you're going to, like, shake some salt onto your food.
Yeah, that's fine.
And then put it back. It was a really quick wrist motion.
If you don't like that move, that means that you don't respect America's troops when they do those rifle moves at like NFL games, okay? They always go 180 degree rotation left and then they bring it back straight up. That's part of the moves, Josh. This girl did a move.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. It felt so like, I don't know. Also, who wants it upside down? Like, let's say she did give it to
just
me upside down.
Stop this. What is your problem here? What do you want us to chime in on? I can't listen to this anymore.
Dude, you sound so much like Funkhauser. It's ridiculous.
So it's such a ludicrous, stupid way to serve food. And I get it. Yeah, it's a thick shake. That's fine. But instead of serving it, quote unquote, upside down, even though nobody would ever want to eat it, you have to turn it right side up, whatever. What is a creative way that you would serve food where just like the creativity in how you present this dish, this item to your consumers is going to be a marketing beat to describe some element
Stop
of that
talking.
Food?
you just kept going with more descriptions of the question. I get it. My voice sounds so silly, but like, oh god damn it, like, you just stop describing it more. Mike, do you have some fucking way of handing person A some food if you are person B? Just tell Josh. Here, I throw it at him. I'm there. I'm done. I'd throw it at him. Five words, not 4,000, John. Jesus.
So what would you throw at me?
I don't know. I'd be a pizza guy and I'd like frisbee you pizza.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Or like a pancake, something that can make a real like slapping noise on your cheek.
The store would be called The Pie That Flies.
Okay. I like that.
Oh, wait, before I lose this, I had another idea for something that I can squeeze into this bit. What do you guys, since we're talking about food and restaurants and delivery, what do you guys think of this marketing idea? A show called Hot Pocket Takes, a blog comparing the different pockets of pants and shorts sponsored by Hot Pockets. Hot Pocket Takes.
Wait.
That's another food delivery, some sort of vehicle, I'm guessing. But yeah, what do you think of that idea? Like if we do a spinoff show.
I don't think that there's enough interest out there in pockets.
Well,
wait, hang on. I know Mike disagrees. So please, Mike.
You're damn right I disagree. I just went through a pretty interesting situation with a pocket of mine. It ripped like out of the inside of my pants. Like the pocket integrity is still 100%, but it doesn't stick to the inside of my pants. So I dropped my phone down there while my headphones were connected to it in the elevator going to work one day. So I'm just standing there looking at this, looking at the door, and I drop my phone in and my phone pops out under my pants like on my shoe. I'm listening to nothing. I'm just like, all the sound has gone out. I'm just staring at all the other people, hoping they didn't notice me.
Did your headphones stay on? Were they long enough, or did your like head yank down?
My headphones stayed on, but like,
Can I ask you something and be totally honest?
Uh huh.
did you use the part of the headphones like above your neck to pull the phone back
I
up
pulled
your
it
leg?
Right back up my pants.
Gotta fish it back out.
Very delicate operation.
Oh God. Pockets are important.
Did anybody notice?
No, nobody noticed, man. I did it. I did it while I was walking, too.
Whoa.
Oh, shit. Damn, actually, that's pretty impressive.
I know. I got off the I had to get off the elevator.
Wow.
So pockets are important.
Mike, what's your food delivery?
Oh, God. Mine, it was really, really bad. It was, so, you know, have you ever heard of molecular gastronomy?
Yeah.
No.
It's like breaking your food down into like sciencey things, and then you eat it like an experiment. Like bubble, like.
Why do people do this? I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't know. But I would do that. But the thing is, like, I serve it on a disassembled clock.
Why?
Because the gears of the clock, like, move around, and they serve you like the exact thing you want to eat.
Oh,
right,
the right time,
at the exact right time.
Oh, that's actually brilliant.
On a moving clock plate.
It's like a sushi belt place, except the food comes precisely when you need it to.
Exactly when you need it. Yeah.
What if you need to go to the bathroom in the middle of the meal?
What,
Mike, if you can answer, no, listen to me, if you can answer Josh's question, and if you can do it in a good way, you will have honestly pitched a legitimate business idea, because then you can use the same thing for a whole bunch of distractions. This is your moment. This is your Shark Tank moment.
Oh, God. Okay. The thing about the bathroom is...
Don't start this way. Don't start your pitch this way. Don't do that.
I'm listening.
The thing about the human body is this.
Uh-huh.
Much like a clock. You know, depending on what you put in it, you get a predictable output.
Wait a minute. Mike, are you saying that you're going to poison people?
No, I'm not going to poison people.
You're going to feed them things that you know at a precise time will make them go to the bathroom.
Exactly. I'm going to know exactly when you have to go based on what I feed you. I'm going to build it in.
Oh, my God. Wait, Smoove, imagine that somehow Mike's plan comes to fruition. You go into the bathroom and he has something prepared for you for that moment because he knew you would be in the bathroom right then.
Oh, that's really good. That's it. You solved it. You got funding, buddy.
Thank you.
This is what happens when you talk about if you take a blizzard and you turn it 180 degrees one way and turn it back. Ideas come from this. You asked earlier if this was worth it. It was. Kudos to you, America's soldiers and blizzard people.
I was just going to make edible Tide Pods.
Is that a joke? Oh my God, are you just like taking words that people are talking about now and saying them?
No, I actually was like, that was going to be my idea, is you make them, but actually make them edible.
Why are people into this? Why do people want to make food that looks like a Tide Pod?
Yeah, what is that?
Discourage this behavior. Don't encourage it.
No, it doesn't matter. Like, we're too far gone. We're so far past discouragement. Like, you have fucking ads where Gronkowski is saying, no, don't eat them. And the poor Tide social media person is spending all day telling people to call poison control. Like, we as a society are not at a point where discouragement is going to get us anywhere. So I would rather lean in and be like, okay, what is it about these? If it is the way they look, and they look appetizing because they do kind of look like candy, then, like, let's give you something that you can actually eat, where it has that satisfying gusher burst in your mouth when you bite down on it, but instead of killing you, it's like, I don't know, blue raspberry and green apple.
I don't know why you think you have a nonstop green light tonight. Oh, God. On to the next subject.
Is it universal enough for me? We tried this once.
Yes, yes it is. Here's what I'll do. Instead of giving it to you and then having you read the same words, I'm just going to say that I have a business idea for you, and instead of me describing how I would run it, I would like you to tell me how you would run it.
Okay.
That will be our joint instead of. How do you feel about that?
Thank you. I appreciate it, especially given all you've been through this weekend.
Okay, here we go. I came up with a great name for a super high-end American restaurant, which is located in the basement of another building. Mike, the business you will be operating is called Steak in the Ground.
Okay, I already have it. I already have it.
Tell me what you would do. Opening night, Kevin Hart walks in. What does he see?
Okay, opening night. The indoors is, it's kind of like a 100-meter track.
Okay, I like it.
Not where I was expecting.
With like 8 lanes, let's say. You walk in, you put down your $25 charge, whatever. It costs $25.
That's a cheap steak place.
You can't.
You didn't even think about like anything about how to come to a pricing point or like what to do. You avoided all of that by immediately stating this evening is $25. That was such a good idea. Such a good idea.
$25.
Okay, I love it. Keep going. I'm so glad I gave you the keys.
$25 gets you into Steak in the Ground.
Got it.
Sure.
You when you walk in, you walk up to the starting line. There's a starting line.
Okay.
You walk up and you're given a plate. You're given a bib that's tied around your neck. And you're given...
Is it like a combination running bib / eating bib?
Yes, it has a number on it. Very good. Very good.
That really amused Mike.
It did very much. Okay. And you have like a big... Well, you have a really big...
I get it, it's big.
Knife. You have a big knife.
Oh my God, you're going to have people run a race with a knife?
Yeah.
Mike, hang on.
No, wait.
Do you know what you're doing?
On the other end of the track is a big old pile of steak.
Wait, it's a pile of steak?
A big old pile of steak.
Not just one individual steak on one plate.
Well, then, like, there's only one winner. Like, you gotta eat. You're gonna eat. You're not necessarily gonna eat something very good.
I mean, it's only a $25 steak.
So then what happens?
We don't waste any of the cow.
All these people are standing next to each other. 8 people are standing next to each other with knives. And there's 100 meters away from them, a pile of steak.
They got to get their steak in the ground. Yeah.
Yeah. They got to... Wait. Oh, Mike, are you feeding it to them on the ground?
No, they have to run down and... Yeah, they got to stake their... They got to put a steak in their steak. And then... Well... I don't think they should have to eat it off the floor.
How kind of you.
I paid $25 for this.
I can't believe how poorly this turned out, given the earlier, like...
Okay, where would you have taken it?
It doesn't even matter. It does not even matter anymore. I honestly thought you were going to start talking about vampires. I'm kind of glad you... Well, I don't know how I feel, because this was very disturbing.
I always imagined it as like a sort of like, well, not Duck Duck Goose with steak. It's the other one. Musical chairs of steak, kind of.
Oh, yeah, that makes way more sense.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't. No. No. It's time for the three of us to be creative. Are you ready to help with the problem?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love helping with problems.
When you're in a car on the highway, you know how every once in a while you might just, for some reason, you might look over at a car in another lane?
Yeah.
Why is that person always already looking at you? Why? It's so scary. Like, does everyone do that? Am I just wrong to not be doing that constantly?
It's a law of the universe, yeah.
Well, it's not me. It's because you're living in the Truman Show.
So everyone's just looking at me all the time?
Yeah. Everybody else that's on the road.
Is that why I have so many adventures in my day-to-day life?
Yeah.
It's a little zany, guys. I'm getting a little tired. Give me like 3 filler episodes where I could just sit. I don't want to do anything anymore. Leave me alone.
Got to keep the ratings up.
Great. Listen. So instead of just gawking, is there some universal move that we can invent and start doing on the highways that like is less creepy and less like soul intrusive? Like, what if I look like, you know, all the cheap people already give each other head nods, right? Like, let's do something else.
Why can't it just be a head nod?
You can't head nod to everybody. The Jeep head nod is sacred.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's you'd never know whether you nod up or nod down.
I always nod up to other Corollas.
Really? Other people can think that's a like you're trying to say, like, what's up? Let's fight now. Like, hey. Like that.
Mike, what would you do if you saw... let's make society better to live in.
You know what I would do? I would do the peace sign.
Every time.
No. No. What if I'm not feeling that? No.
So that's why I gave you the opportunity. Josh, come on. We're doing rapid fire. You guys give me an idea at a time. Josh.
I think the thumbs up. Just thumbs up. Thumbs up and a smile.
Mike.
Okay. I think you go, every time you go like, ah!
You just yell at them. Okay, Josh.
No, like you're very surprised.
What if you did like 2 fingers, but it was like your middle finger and your ring finger? Nobody does a peace sign like that. That's a brand new gesture.
I can't even do that. I have to tape them together.
It's horrible. Mike, go.
Okay, then you make a bicep. And
you make a bicep every time. You don't need to say anything else. That's totally fine, Josh.
You make a fist and pump it in the air and hope that you've got a moonroof.
You want a moonroof fist pump everyone you know on the road. Okay, Mike, give me something.
Okay. You close your eyes. First person to open their eyes loses.
No. Let's, for one moment, let's pause rapid fire, everyone's favorite game, and let's reflect on the fact that when we started this question, I asked you guys to help me with something that would create a better world for all of us on the road. And within a few minutes, Mike had everyone killing themselves. You guys are bad, rotten people. And you should really take stock of your lives.
I didn't do that at all.
I don't think saying that, Josh, I don't think that makes you cool. If you're just like, it wasn't me. Like,
don't lock me into that.
It's not a classy way to respond.
But my next one was going to be like installing an extra speaker with a button so that like you had this really loud, like fun noise, like a cash, like cha-ching or like a ding or something like that to anybody that...
Do you understand how much noise you just created in the world?
Yeah, but everybody would have their own custom noise. It would be great.
If you guys had to, listen to me, if you had to have a sound playing every time you happen to walk or dance backwards, what sound would that be?
A duck quacking in time with me stepping.
You choose humiliation every time. I want you to know that about yourself. Mike, what about you?
Can you imagine him like backpedaling?
I can see Josh just like sprinting into a business meeting and then realizing he's in the wrong conference room and having to walk out backwards. Just awful. I have the perfect one. I would play Stone Cold Steve Austin's theme song from wrestling where the glass bottle just shatters and it goes, Like, no one's going to mess with me if I'm walking backwards to Stone Cold's music, even if I screw up.
I've already thought about it too hard. I can't go back now.
What you got?
Can I play whatever? Can I play the most recent things I said just backwards?
Whoa. Sure.
Just whatever I said.
I love this idea, especially if the last thing you said was in a different setting than the next place you are when you're walking backwards and is totally out of context and just really scares a lot of people.
Would it also take into account every sound you make? Like, I mean, you're, I'm not going to sugarcoat this, you're kind of a clumsy guy. Mm. And so if you, like, you know, slip on a banana peel and go like, ah, or something like that.
You know, I don't think I've ever heard anyone call anyone else clumsy.
I mean, it's not wrong.
Like, that's just what I've read about in books.
Like, would you be screaming backwards the next time you take a step backwards?
I think I'd have to be. I think that's the only way it could work.
Why do you guys ruin all of my questions? Give me nothing to work with, man. I give you businesses. I give you ideas. You take them all to the end game.
Picture it. You're asleep.
Wait, shut the fuck up. Don't tell me this. Don't do that.
I'm trying and I don't know how.
It's high school.
No.
Guys, picture yourself asleep in an empty room right now. It's horrifying.
Dude, that was...
Picture your own sleeping face.
Stop. Wait, I need to get a hold of myself. Oh, my God. Oh, God damn it, Josh. You fucking... I don't know what goes through your head. I don't know why you come up with these thoughts. But you don't ever say that to anybody again.
So, suddenly, you're awoken.
Oh my God.
To the sound of sharp banging. Is it gunshots? You don't know.
Are you 14?
I might have been 14 when this happened. No, I think I was like 16 or 17. Anyway, my house was being egged.
That's horrible. Nobody in your household except for you deserves that.
So we run downstairs, and in the driveway, they've sped off. They're gone. Mm. And in the driveway, they threw out their trash, their empty egg carton.
Bastards.
With, like, in a plastic bag, just thrown, strewn on our lawn, with a receipt from a convenience store, back when they still sometimes printed full credit card numbers on the receipts.
They used to do that?
Yeah, some places did.
Wow.
And a couple days later, the valedictorian of my class knocked on my door to apologize to my parents and clean my house in the middle of the fucking winter.
Wow.
Why did he or she do that?
I don't know. They hit a bunch of houses that night. Anyway, my question, do you have any, like, almost gotten away with it stories where if it wasn't for some tiny, stupid little thing, you would have pulled off something?
I am happy to answer your question, but can I just, like, would you be comfortable with me exploring the nature of the relationship between you and the valedictorian of your high school class?
I mean, we didn't have much of a relationship.
Anyway, don't you find it odd that you specifically called out that it was the valedictorian?
I mean, it's an interesting twist, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, like, there's also, like, were you friends with this person?
No.
Were that and they were your year?
Yes.
Did they have any relation to your house?
No. I mean, they threw eggs at it.
You're telling me you got drive-by egged for no reason?
Oh, I mean, like, I wasn't popular in high school.
Oh, man, that sucks. Oh. And so the person who was the valedictorian was just a huge jerk, too?
I mean, yeah, there were other people in the car.
I don't like I don't like these people. Let me ask you a question and feel free to lie. How did their lives turn out? Remember what I said. Feel free to lie. This is your moment to answer this question however you would have wanted it to, and it will have been reality.
They all grew up to do great things.
You're a good man, Josh. You're a good man. Mike, what would you have said?
What is my answer to the question?
Yeah, for the future of what happened to the people who egged your house.
Wait, so you're just fucking hijacking my story to ask your own damn questions?
We'll go back to yours. We have time.
Okay.
I mean, I don't cotton with egging houses. This has happened to me too. So I think that
I don't know if the moment has passed, but did you say I don't cotton?
I did hear that.
Yeah, that's. I'm just trying out. I don't know what's going on with me, but I'm trying out a lot of Southern phrases lately.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Been calling everybody y'all.
You have. Oh, you have.
It's weird.
Okay, wait, Josh. Okay, Mike, I don't know where you're about to go. Quite frankly, I'm a little scared. Josh, what was your original question?
My original question was, have you ever, instead of having your mean prank blown up because you threw away a receipt that has your full credit card number on it that blew up your spot, have you ever almost gotten away with something? Doesn't have to be mean, but something that you ended up getting caught or revealed because of one tiny small detail.
Yeah, it's a much longer story, and I think you guys will have to tell me. I'll say another one if I've already said this. When I was 15, I stole our Jeep, and me and my friend went to the library, and on the way back, the power steering gave out, and I had to tell someone so that they didn't crash. I was like 85 pounds in high school. I don't know how I got the car home. Me and my friend opened the hood like we knew what was going to be in there. Like, yeah, definitely what a car looks like.
Yeah, you hit a bump in the power steering switch under the hood, flipped the wrong way. You just gotta flip it back.
There's no switch.
And you went to the library?
I didn't know where else to go. It was my first time stealing a car.
I have one that I narrowly got away with, and I still feel guilty about it.
Okay.
In fourth grade, we were having a big kind of tag war out on the playground. And I was like, for some reason, I was like one of the generals.
Wait, one of the what?
One of the generals of the armies.
What are tag? Wait, how do you play tag?
Well, we're playing tag. It was getting kind of rough. And we became two armies, and I was a general. And one of my privates, we were going around by the tire swing, and this other kid named Eric came by, and he was in the other army. And I was like, hey, get him. So this kid just went fucking nuts, and he just went after this kid.
Oh no, dude.
Well, they didn't fight, but like they got in a lot of trouble, and you know, I gave the order, and he didn't rat me out.
Oh,
holy shit, what a boss.
He didn't do it. So
dude, who is the, wait, you don't have to use last names. Like, do you keep in touch with this person?
No, but his name was John.
You need to keep in touch with this person.
Yeah, man, I owe him.
That is your homie, dude.
I owe him.
You owe him. I'm so glad Josh asked this question.
He bit a bullet for me. I know.
You gotta find this dude, and you gotta get him a Rolex.
Why a Rolex?
It has to be like an expensive thank you for being quiet gift.
How much would your life have changed if he didn't keep quiet? Where would you be today?
I don't know, man. That might have started a spiral for me. My first trip to the principal. I've never been to the principal before.
Oh.
If I had gone.
You say it like it almost can still happen. I've never been to the principal before, but...
It took me... I didn't have an answer, a legit answer, because I've never actually gotten in trouble.
You've never gotten in trouble?
Not really. If I had gotten in trouble this one, this first time, everything might have been different.
That's true, actually. You never have gotten in trouble.
I know.
Weird. Oh, my God. What a weird thought. Even I've gotten in trouble, like, at least 5 or 6 times. You've never gotten in trouble?
Not, like, for something big.
Wow. It's fucked up. Okay, Josh, let's end this episode with you saying the time that you got in the biggest trouble of your life, and then afterwards, I will record the segment that will go after the credits, and then one of us, hopefully not me, will record the credits themselves, and then we will be done with the episode, and I can fucking go relax, you bastards! I'm so tired! Do you understand?
So, I don't know if it's the biggest trouble, but it's the only time that I went to the principal. I was in, like, I think 4th grade. And it was lunchtime.
Mike, if he tells the same fucking story you just told, I swear to God, I will never talk to Josh again. I swear to God.
And somebody had like a ham sandwich that they didn't want, so they put it in front of me. And I like took it and I just like tossed it back to them. I'm like, I don't want your ham sandwich. I got my own like peanut butter and jelly. And a lunch lady saw me do that and said that I was throwing food and sent me to the principal.
So there's our answer, ladies and gentlemen. If you wanted to know what would have happened between if Mike did go to the principal or not, it's the exact difference between Josh and Mike. We have a real life experiment.
Dude, I'm sorry that happened to you.
It's okay.
That's not fair.
I know, but I've grown, I've accepted it, and I've moved on.
You didn't do it, though.
Mike, since when do you care?
Thanks for listening. We will be back with another episode next week, which you can find however you found this one, Apple Podcasts or Pocket Casts or Google Play or any of those. You can tell your friends about the show, and they can find us at instedof.fm or on the web at, nope, or on Twitter at instedof.fm. We also love reviews. It would be great if you told people what you thought about it. Either word, this is very bad. serves me right for not writing this down ahead of time. Either by...
See, it's hard.
It is hard, Mike.
4,000 words. Just say less things.
Review us, please.
What did you do on the train?
I didn't do anything. I just sat there.
What do you mean?
I just sat there.
You just sat there. Like...
You didn't like go on your phone?
No, my phone was like on 3% battery.
Oh, no.
What did you look at?
I looked at the ads on the train. For like...
What was the best ad?
It was like, are you mentally ill? You may fit this study. Come to Northwestern. We'll give you $200.